Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Give a dog a bone, yo. Don't give him nothing but a microphone. Don't stop, I'm not finished yet. You said I'm not to eat. You wanna make a bet, remember this lounge. You in the danger zone. I figured you would, now leave me alone. You pick and you whisk on the four leaf clover to be the E-double-E. Over and over, you intrigued by the way I do my thing.
Do what?
We got the mic high and make a swing.
I have the capability to rap and chill. Coax attacks MCs who tend to act ill. It's like a diggum smack. You smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the baseline dumps. A sucker empty on ride. Now it's time for lunch. When I'm cooling on the scene, I notice one thing, I'm not bound. So sucking MCs clean. I consider myself better than average. Yo, I rock the mic like a wild beast savage.
I'm in the boggling state, I can't concentrate. I make a move like chess and I yell checkmate. You know why I get Xania and Xania? Because of your PMD, man. And when I walk through the crowd, I can see heads turning. I hear voices saying that's Eric Sermon. Not only from the women, but from the men. You know what? It feels good, my friend.
I'm the P-double-E, the thriller of Manila. Better known as the MC Cold Killer. PMD's goal is to keep the place jumping. And if not, we feel we owe you something. It's like Lotto. You have to be in it to win it. But if the beat is fresh, then Diamond J will spin it. If J's spinning, it has to be deaf to make you dance until there's no one left.
Cause you a customer.
Yeah, yeah. Arms House, baby. That is Eric and Parrish making Dollars EPMD from their album Strictly Business. Called You're a Customer.
SB. SB in the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. SB. And because I was thinking of hip hop duos, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of the theme of today's show is hip hop.
The meat of today's show.
Like graph. Yeah. Graph duos, man. So I thought of hip hop duos, so I'll be playing some more of those later on. No Mobb Deep though, man. We played too much Mobb Deep on this fucking pod, man.
Can I just tell you what I'm going for today?
Check out theme with his headband and his sleeveless t-shirt.
Sleeveless top. Phoenix Suns, baby.
Who are you modeling this look on then today?
the older brother from the Goonies.
From the Goonies, yes. With the headband. Did he have a headband? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he always had a headband.
He was the actor. He went on to play the big brother from the Goonies. He went on to play Thanos from the Marvel films, isn't it, man? Damn, crazy career that dude has had. Mm. But yeah, with the sleeveless top and the proper 80s.
And he's like playing with those things that go like that and it snaps on his boobies or something.
The stretchy thing. What happened to those stretchy machine exercise things? Are they like unsafe now? Did too many people get injured or something using it? Probably.
Yeah, probably. And now you've got those fucking bands instead that you can just open up and it's a lot less risque.
You know me, man.
You don't catch your nips in those metal things that are bending apart.
Exactly, man. Actually, talking about Dynamic Duos and Eric Sermon, we just heard there, he's got an album, Dynamic Duos. We played the MOP tune last week. I listened through the album. It's out now. It's cool, but there's too much AI happening in it, man. There's way
in
too
what?
Much AI. Yeah, I can hear it, man. He's using, like, he's got Denzel Washington, like, skit of him chatting, but it's not Denzel. It's an AI voice of him. And like, he did a tune with Red and Meth. I don't think their voices are AI. I really should hope they're not. Obviously, it's Eric Sermon. Why would he? But the music video is awful, man. It's just AI version of Method Man standing there. Just doesn't quite look like him. And he's standing there all like static. It just looks horrible. He got so dissed for it, man. And he even came out and apologized for you because I shouldn't have done that.
Who?
Eric Sermon.
Not Meth.
Yeah, no, not them two. They had nothing to do with it, man.
But you've been getting really into AI.
Yeah, I've not really into it. Since we played that song a while ago, I've been just curious about, okay, you leave prompts and then how much do you leave to make a song sound a certain way, or is it just like a couple of words and it all does it for you? So I found like a couple of free websites where you can like work on it, and I came up with a couple of tunes I'm going to play you a bit later on, man. Some are better than others, but and obviously fuck AI. Yeah, I make beats. Yeah, I got my MPC, I got my vinyl, I'm making beats, you know what I mean? Like, we don't need that shit. I'm just curious how it works.
Fuck
So
AI. But I made a couple of beats, a couple of
yeah,
full songs.
couple of full songs. Like, but bruv, it's so easy, man. Literally, you write like however detailed you go is the more detail the song will go into, with like the subject matter, for example, the lyrics. You don't have to make rhyming words, you just type in a paragraph and then it
Of
spits
what the
out
song is about.
of what the song is about. Yeah. And then you type
How
in
deep
what,
you go on that topic is
yeah, how
how.
much it will include or not. And it still takes liberties. It still like adds bits on. And I've found that if you type in graffiti, they love using like certain words keep coming up. Like the paint is in my veins. Like, a couple of times I've done a few different songs where just I've had the word graffiti in there, and the song would include like, oh, the paint in my, kind of cheesy lyrics like that,
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's come out with some jokes lyrics as well, I think, man. It sounds, I mean, it's mad. It's a mad world out here we're living in, people, man. Don't trust anything. Everything is AI until proven otherwise, man.
That's how we
Okay.
gotta live. That's
Yes,
how we gotta fucking live.
although yes, it's true, and it's going to get worse. But I've always lived like that, even before AI. If I saw a little 10-second clip on of
Yeah,
someone
I'd be like,
trying
this
to
isn't
put,
real.
yeah, I mean, you can't instantly believe it. Everything can be edited to look however you fucking want it to look. You know what I mean? And people's voices can be altered and changed, and like that's always been a thing. So you should never believe from one source anyway. You know what I mean? That's why we get multiple sources, and that's why blah 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 blah. This is just normal stuff, and that shouldn't change. You know what I mean? But it's getting crazy. Theme. My mum, yeah, she loves TikTok. Yeah, she's always scrolling on
Is
TikTok,
she on TikTok, on Mama?
and I see like some of the stuff that she shows me. I'm like, Mom, that's AI, man. Even in the Arab world, like they'll have like an Arab guy shouting in Arabic, and like, and they'll be like, oh, how dare you? You know what I mean? Whatever, like, clickbait shit, man. But it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. People chat to your, to your folks, man, to any elders, like school them on this shit, man, because it's dangerous, man.
Damn, imagine if my old man came around and started saying that, like aliens grow out of chips or something like that, because he saw it on
Yeah,
fucking.
but that's extreme. Like, I'm talking like now with reform and the whole flag waving, and people going, oh, take the flag down and your flag. Like, now there's AI bullshit with that happening. And in America, with the whole ICE thing and people scooping people off the street, there's like, I saw an AI video of an NYC cop going, hey, man, ICE is not welcome in New York, man. Fuck you guys. You know what I mean? And fuck out of here, man. You get like proper New York cop. But if you look at the badge, there's still telltale signs that it's AI. Like, his badge was nonsense. And,
NYPC.
yeah, exactly. And like, and it just kind of like suits a narrative that people are just going to argue in the comments. You know what I mean? It's just like slop, man. And then I've seen the opposite. I've seen the guard, army guy going, we're here to clean the streets, man. You know what I mean? And like, Antifa guys, in masks and shit running around. It's all AI bullshit, man. Not all of it. There's a lot of real shit as well. That's the fucked up part. It's like there's stuff happening, but we're just.
It's the people who go into Instagram and start arguing with people they don't know. You don't even
Yeah.
know what country that person's in. And you fucking like, you don't know anything about them if they're educated, if they're thick as pig shit, if they're ghetto, if they're not. You don't know
You know
anything.
what, theme? I've argued with plenty of people online. Yeah? You can tell if they're educated or not educated.
After a
There's 10 tell.
few.
Yeah.
Bit of back and forth, but just
But
to go there and just get in an argument on
yeah, it's bullshit.
Instagram seems to me like such a waste of time.
It's a waste of time. It's bullshit, of course, but like it's a time killer as well. And like, let's say hip hop conversations, like for example, the Nas Primo thing that just dropped. Yeah, I like the album. I think it's dope. But there's loads of people online, like in the hip hop space, going, oh, Primo's beats don't cut it no more, man. Primo needs to put it down,
Those
man.
beats, though, Maddie, they are either pretty shit for
Yeah.
Primo or Nas picked some dodgy fucking beats.
Well, that's the thing.
But
Nas wouldn't rap on it if he didn't want to rap on it at the end of the day.
yeah.
Maybe there's a certain amount of pressure,
And there's a
like
bit of like the old hype of finally it's coming out. Finally, Nas and Primo, that the world's been waiting for
It's
Nas
never
and
gonna live
Primo.
up. It's never gonna live
Never,
up to it. Yeah.
never,
And so much
never.
has changed since that, since Illmatic, since, all those like
So
Nas is
much has
like and all
changed.
that. And
You can hear it
also
when Nas talks on an interview, like so much has changed.
Listen, to all the people dissing Primo, fuck you, get the fuck out of my face. Man, Primo's the greatest of all time. Yeah, I love the dude. Yeah, he can do no wrong in my eyes. Yeah, sure, the album, okay. I was trying my best not to take my nostalgic hat off. You know what I mean? I was just trying to appreciate it for what it is. And I really liked it. Nas was on top form. Yeah, some of the beats were a little bit like, underwhelming, but they're still, halfway decent. And more than half of the album, I really enjoyed. Like, I will definitely be listening to them again. Like the writer's tune was dope and time. Even though the EPMD tune I just played samples that same sample that Primo did on the new album, Time Keeps On Slipping. Anyway, that was just a mad coincidence. But there was a good few strong tracks that will definitely be played again. But yeah, some of them were a little bit underwhelming, but who cares?
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. You know what I mean?
He
Primo's been on a major run.
he's gone into this thing where he make a beat and then just put it on loop for forever.
Well, no, if no theme, it might come across because they are very simplistic beats with Premier. He's not like Pete Rock, who's about layering and like harmonizing things over each other. Like, he's not one of them producers. He's like a couple of stab sounds, like a refrain at the end of every four bars or every eight bars, and then have a little breakdown bit and then go back into the beat and loop it up. Because he makes beats for rappers, man, to rap over. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want it too convoluted. I mean, it depends. It's a different style for different strokes for different folks, but Primo has that formula that he fucking does. But also, you got to keep in mind with the Nas album, of course, there are some big samples. There's a Billy Joel sample on the New York State of Mind song, and then the Time Keeps On Slipping, like, big, famous, obvious samples he's used. But a lot of that album, I found out that he was sampling music that was composed by Marco Polo. From Master Ace and Marco Polo. So Marco Polo, he did a post on Instagram that he basically composes music on his computer using what's it called? Native Instruments is the name of the computer program that he uses, like where you can get violin sounds and piano sounds, and he creates cool sounding, like, dramatic kind of music and stuff, and then he sends them to Premiere. Premiere then chops them up and then would play with it as if he was sampling a vinyl. But then doing that, you get rid of the whole sample clearance thing. Yeah, you just got to pay Marco a little bit, and that's it. So I think that's kind of affected it because he knew that the Nas Primo album was going to be run under a microscope, especially for finding samples and stuff like that. So he knew he had to be very careful. Whereas when he's working with a not so famous MC, like he has done and like he does all the time, that's another reason why I love Primo. He doesn't care how popular you are. If you're dope, he'll do a tune with you. You know what I mean? And obviously, I'm sure, he wants to get paid as well. But we know that of Primo. He's very much a rapper of the underground and stuff. And he's a bit more loose when it comes to sampling for them because he knows, they're not going to move hundreds of thousands of units. You know what I'm saying? This is all speculation on my behalf, by the way, people. But this is what I'm thinking. This one, because this album's going to be run through a fine-tooth comb, and so he had to be very careful about what he sampled and stuff like that. And he did it. Him and Nas did an interview with Joe Budden. Yeah, I watched it yesterday, most of it anyway. And about that tune, Writers, where he basically Nas just lists off bare. He talks about how he wished he could do graffiti, and so now his marker pen is the mic, and like, I'm gonna put you up in this song. You know what I mean? It's a really dope concept. I love the tune. He's just shouting out all the writers, all the old school New York lot, and
Some
then he
Europeans.
a couple of handful of European, what was it? Mad C, Bates, Cantu,
Bates.
people we've mentioned, you know what I mean? They all earned that spot, One Up Crew, he bigged up as well. But in this interview, they revealed that it was Primo's idea to make that song. He approached Nas and said, "How about we make a tune bigging up the graffiti riots?" And Nas instantly was like, "Hell yeah, let's do that. That sounds good." But Nas didn't really know, like, much about graph. He knows about graph and stuff, but he had help basically. So all the names he's dropping, like, you know, people were telling him, cluing him up, and he was doing a lot of research. He said he was watching lots of graph movies and shit like that, and like trying to school himself while he was trying to school others. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool, man. But I like the album. I thought it was good. All right.
I like the album and I thought it was good, but I think
don't be dissing Primo. I'm kidding. I said don't be dissing Primo. I'm kidding.
No, I
say
think
whatever
I
you want.
The Machine album, Conway the Machine album.
Ah, yes.
Dropped you did on the same day.
Fuck, I haven't listened to it theme.
And it's pretty fucking good. It's pretty fucking good.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check it out. It does. Okay, let me guess. Does he talk about moving weight and getting shot and shooting people?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry.
He talks about wearing bling quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Having Perfect. Lots of dough. And it's Perfect. Called You Can't Shoot God with Bullets.
Okay. All right, sweet.
Because he thinks he's a god, isn't it?
I thought it's because God doesn't exist. I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to check that album out then, man. Maybe we will listen to a track from it next week. Yo, someone should win that zombie map from last week, right? We said we're going to pick a comment. Someone's going to win the zombie map. So let's do that now, quick time. Themos, I think you chose one already, yeah?
Yeah. Hoping this is from Tati ST hyphen I9C. That's Tati ST hyphen I9C.
Here we go.
What a YouTube name, by the way.
Tati ST. I mean, it's a weird one.
Hoping that the 12-year-old is listening so we can hear his side of the story.
Oh, yeah.
We need a voice note from him. Then you can start an almshouse conflict resolution service and it'll be like Jeremy Kyle without the paternity tests.
Jeremy Kyle, AHC Jeremy Kyle episodes, man. Yeah, we got to do that. That sounds wicked. Yeah, like agony aunts for graffiti writers. You have any problems you're going through? Almshouse can solve the problems. And that's obviously referencing last week when we the listener question from last week. And I've actually reached out to that dude, or he reached out again, not with an update, but I've told him, please update
when
us.
When you say that dude, you make it sound like it's the guy who's done the comment.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about the dude who left the listener question last week. So, yo, Tati ST, if you're watching now or whatever, just message us on the Instagram DMs or email us. All the links are below. You've won a zombie map, brother. So
we need your address and your time frame. 6 months, 12 months, 18 months.
Just, yeah. Get in touch, man, if you want to grab that map, son. But, yeah, I chat to that guy who left the... the comment last week, the listener question. He actually has a podcast out in Australia, so people should go check it out. What the fuck is it called? It's called Dirty Work. Yeah, Dirty Work. Dirty Work podcast about men's mental health and all that stuff. But go hit him up. Dirtywork.pod. Yeah, go dirty check work. Out his stuff. Maybe he'll elaborate on the story there. I don't know, man. You know me? All right, okay. What have we
Let's
got?
Get into this graph duos.
Duos, man, the dynamic duos. So yeah, we reached out on the Instagram. I reached out to a bunch of heads. Some people got back to me, some people didn't. Loads of names getting thrown out. Dynamic duos. Before we get into it though, theme, what's the advantages of having a partner in crime, man? Now, there's some obvious ones, obviously, someone to keep dog. You know what I mean? Look out for you.
For rapidness.
Rapid. You could
both
do one thing.
Someone drops it, the D, and you're filling in the D.
Yeah.
By the time it gets to the T, you're just filling it in.
Exactly.
And then someone does the outline, then someone does the shadow, then someone does the board. You do it in like 6 minutes.
Yeah.
It's fucking banging, bruv.
For sure. For sure.
No one's really keeping dog because... everyone's just painting.
But you can have that dynamic. Like, it is possible. Yeah, you're right. Like, two people doing it, like, just makes things extra quick. But also, you can have that dynamic. One person does something, other guy's watching, and you swap, depending on how bait the spot is. You know what I mean? And people can help you over fences as well. It's good to have an extra person. And also, in the encouragement factor or competitiveness, however you want to put it, like, when you're on your own, you can kind of talk yourself out of doing something sometimes, But when you're with someone and you're bouncing an idea off them or like double daring them type thing, you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of push yourself a bit more sometimes when you're with people. Does that make sense?
You can make them, do more crazy shit, more bombing, more this, more that, more this, more that, because they want to impress.
Yeah, exactly. And the friendly competition you
Impress.
can have, you know what I mean? Like, oh, he done it, I gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, man. And loads of names got flung out there. We had like Chain and Grand from the old school. I'm talking old now, yeah. Robbo and Doze. They did bear shit together. Robbo and Drax as well as a twosome. Foam and Cast. Cherish and Fame.
Damn, foam and
Coma
cast.
and Tilt.
Cameron
Yeah.
Tell.
Actually, Coma, I reached out to Coma, Richard Sen, for people who don't know. He's a great DJ, musician, and he did Bear Graph back in the day. He's coming on the pod early next year, so we're looking forward to that one. He said No Limits was Rich and Rage. He said back in the day, them two were known to be together. Casby and Rio 2, that was the crew,
Casby.
the Sure Shots, yeah, back in the day.
Was that they were the only two in the Sure Shots?
I think so. I mean, according to him, I mean, we'll pick his brains more once we see him.
Damn.
But yeah, I think the Sure Shots, I can't think of anyone else who's, I'm sure maybe there was here and there. All right, who else? Let's see. I've picked out some photos here.
Min
Someone.
one, Shy 147.
Min One and Shy 147. I didn't get a picture. That's a great one, Bane.
Court and Spo.
Court and Spo, man.
Vizzo and
Legendary duo.
Aki.
Rest in peace.
Vizzo and
Vizzo and
Aki.
Akie is a good one as well.
Take and Koza.
Taken Koza, I think I got a flick at that
Koza and
somewhere.
Zonk.
The
Great
DDS lot,
event.
you can
Joz and
kind
Easy. Force and Enter.
of Force and Enter is another great one. But the DDS lot, yeah, like, they would pair off sometimes. So yeah, you'd get like Odia and fucking Thingy would zing out. Like, Odia and Ouch would do a bunch together, and then like all of a sudden, like Fume and Thingy would, Fume and Teach would zing out all about for a little while. So they'd like bunch up every now and again. But I think recent times, Bass and Fume have been on a rampage. They obviously did that big show together as well with 10 Foot. So I got to give them a nod for sure.
Bass and Fume, I like that.
Here we go, is another one. With the like similar kind of color schemes and shit. That's another thing people would do. They kind of like when two people would paint. I'm not saying this one in particular, but when two people painted together, you'd see their style develop in a similar way as well, and like they'd kind of link up. The pieces would kind of yeah, sit together nicer and nicer,
Where is that?
I
I don't
can't
know where
think,
that
man.
is. Is that like
Yeah.
West Kent Shed or something? Like an old shed.
You know who we
No, but that
need?
yellow thing's not there. The red thing's not there. That ever reaches.
Have you seen that guy online? I can't remember his name, but he, you show him a picture of anywhere in the world, and the guy will be like, oh yeah, I recognize that fucking street lamp there, and that fucking tree over there looks like it's a Sequoia tree. They only grow in these parts of this bit of Cambodia. And then he'll just like zero in and he'll find exactly where it is within 5 minutes. You must have seen that guy, yeah?
No, haven't seen him.
It's incredible. I'll send you some vids, man. It's nuts how these people can work out where something is just from little details, like the frame of the window. They'll be like, oh, these frames were made in the 80s in London, only in London because of this fucking whatever. It's nuts what they do. Anyway, Kachang.
Catch and
Kachang.
chang.
Kachang. Those name link ups, I mean, the famous Ray Teach, Kachang, Thiamba. You know what I mean? What other ones can you think of? There's been a few, isn't it?
Diet theme.
Diet theme as well, yeah, of course. Because that's just luck, isn't it? Or do you think these people come up? I mean, I don't know if they come up with their names so that they fit. It's a bit of a weird one. But yeah, big up Catch and Chang. They had a good run for a little while in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Is that a Baps on the left?
That
Act
does
and
look like a
Slam.
Baps, yes. But then, yeah, Act and Slam, of course. We had a good interview chat with Slam.
New Barnet. Get down, New Barnet.
Get down,
Slammer, you'll be
you
there.
Easy and Joz from New York. They actually
R.I.P.
express,
Joz.
yes, they actually,
Easy.
Easy's, I've chatted to him. He might be coming on the pod as well. So fingers crossed for that. We can make that happen. That would be ill. These two, if you lot don't know him, they're big street bombers in New York, man. I mean, they were fucking everywhere with this. With his fucking New York fat cap, just all over the city.
They did a lot of trains as well.
Yeah, okay, but they're not
Yeah.
really known for their pieces and stuff, though, man. I don't
No,
really see
like
much.
bombing trains.
I know Easy's got a nice throwy. Ray Teach already been mentioned, but you know, it's got to be done. Hold on, can I get this? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, this is an old one, 93. Ray Teach, so they've been at it a while, man, with the classic characters. We've seen this train come up a bit on the pod.
Yeah, the characters.
We like this one, man. And here's another older one.
Rumor, that's a wicked tag.
Rumor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
RUMA.
So I can tell here that these tracks here are actually used for this line, and so this is definitely no, sorry, I'm trying to
This
make
is the
out
bit that I liked. These kind of ones.
this bubble. Yeah, man, real nice.
And it
And
kind of looks like they could have both done it.
that's what I'm thinking. This
But
A
you
looks
don't know.
slightly different from this A, so I reckon
Yeah.
Rate did this A and Teach did this A. I don't know, but yeah, you can
And
see
the
that.
H and the C look exactly like a teach.
Yeah.
And the E is 100% rate.
Well,
100% rate.
true say. Yeah, I think you're right. This bit always comes around over the top of the bottom bit. Okay.
Zane Smith.
Another New York duo bombing. Incredible. Sane Smith. R.I.P. I think it was Smith who passed away, right? No, Sane. And this is the legendary Brooklyn Bridge one that they did. This went down in the history books of graffiti, man. These two dubs they did, man. And they ended up getting terrorized by the NYPD, and they got ran out of New York ultimately. And yeah, it was like they really got harsh comeuppance from doing all that, man. But salute them every time. This one. This is quite an old one, but this is Shine and Quest. UK double. I'm pretty sure they're brothers. I think they are blood brothers. I've never met them though. This is an old one, man. I think one of them is specializes in the characters, and the other one specializes in letters. Although I know both of them do letters and stuff, so it's hard to say. But I've always rated them. They've been at it for a very long time, man. Jesus Christ. Here's another one, a bit later on, but still. I think early 2000s, it looks like this one. Yeah, and they both do one name and drop a character, you know, or they do both their names, like here we go, Sub and Shoe. There was a moment in time where you rarely see one without the other, man. I think like it was a short like few years in the late 90s. This is just from my memory. Whenever you saw a sub, there would be a shoe nearby somewhere, and vice versa, you know. Yeah, Dub Stars killing it is another one. Sub and Shoe, old ones. It must have been with Bosch. Here's another one. I think this was in Camden, was it? You know that bit above the market bit? Remember there was a little thing there? There was a sub on there for ages, but this is obviously before that with the sub and the shoe. Okay, that's that from this bunch. And now we dive into the Instagrammers. So I reached out to people on Instagram. I was like, yo,
Biden Futa.
let us know any double acts that have kind of made an impact on graph. And here we go, Saida and Futar, SFL. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've seen them too out and about. These are nice pieces from them, but they're known more for bombing, dubs, damage. You know what I mean? Killer.
They've done a lot of pieces.
They have. They have, and they, yeah, I like them. I like them. They have a nice balance between the bombing hardcore aspect of it, but then also pulling out some colourful things every now and again, and I like it, man.
Scum from London, mate. Scum from London.
Yeah.
SFL.
Ah, someone mentioned this. These are names I haven't heard in a long time, yeah? How and Nozum. I think they are brothers as well. They might be twin brothers, if I remember correctly. This is like from the graffitism era. I think they're... Are they American? I think they are American. How and Nozum. They did this 3D weird style. I used to see them a lot, like I said, in Graffitism magazine and the magazines back in the day. I think now they've ventured into more street art type things. I think they're quite popular now in the art world. But they, you know, they came from the graph side of things. They did plenty of trains and everything like that. How and
Nozum. Never heard of them.
Okay, I bet you there's some older pieces I could show you, and you'd be like, "Oh, right, is that them?" Like, you know, they painted with like Lumit, like from Germany, and like they were them type of dudes. You know what I mean? Okay, Fatso and Jason. You know, there's not many places in London you can go without seeing a Fatso and Jason about, man. You know, again, street bombers, doing their thing, man.
What is that thing above the Jason?
It looks like a nut. A bolt,
yeah,
you know, from a thing, I don't know, some fucking bollocks, man, God knows. Lordy and Bams got mentioned, of course, again. Well, you know, funnily enough, following Fatso and Jason and Lordy and Bams, I think there's some friction there, man. I mean, again, I don't know these people, so I don't want to speculate, but definitely Lordy and Bams put in work, man, so salute to them. Other people mentioned Moral and Runch. I've definitely seen them about. They're not from my area, so I don't really see much of their stuff, but this is in my area, this these dubs. This is obviously from quite a while ago because that wall hasn't looked like that in a long time. Moral and Runch, you know, cool. These guys, Moses and Taps. Yeah. Again, I think they're German. You don't see one without the other. Moses and Taps, I follow them on Instagram. They do some, they're like almost fall into the board of graph category theme, yeah? Because they do pieces like this, you know, more traditional kind of graph stuff, bubbles and clouds around it and stuff, and fades and drips. You know, here we go. This is a sick photo. I really like this photo. I like those pieces too. I like the colors, the 3D, the way they shine in the yellow. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, I like that. I much prefer that to the first one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And it sits so nicely on that train. You know what I mean? Sits nicely. But they also do weird shit. Okay, I don't have any photos of it, but they do weird stuff as well, similar to that Rage guy. You know the guy who did the green screen thing? Moses and Taps, they've gone a bit more experimental in the later times, yeah. And props to them, you know what I mean? But they might fall into that board of graph category, man. All right, we got plenty of people Brazilian mentioning brothers. Os Gemios, the twins. They're famous for these characters. And like, look at this one. This one's ill. Looks like sticking out of a building. He's like a favela dude, you know what I mean? Holding up some guy here.
That is properly good, isn't it?
It's insane, man. I rate, obviously, you know, being from Brazil and being a carioca from Nero, you know what I mean? Of course, I love Os Gemios, man. Big them up every time. I would love to get them on the pod, to be honest, but we'll see. We'll do that when we go to
Brazil.
Yeah, look, they've got the shading coming down, like, you know, as if it's 3D thing. I really like it because it's not realistic, but they do it in a way that feels real, man. I love it. Vine and Oza got messaged. Sorry, this is a shit photo. This is on a shutter. It's a bit pixelated. Vine and Oza got mentioned several times.
I think there's one opposite me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opposite my balcony, isn't there?
Them lot have been really working on it. They've got a classic London dub style as well. You know what I mean? Like, I love to see it. Yeah, I've never met them. Do you know them lot? I don't
No.
know. Big them up though, man. Again, putting in work, man. Salute. Ah, Panic and Asset. Again, ATG, they were a tight-knit crew. You know, they moved around a lot together. They did big stuff. You know what I mean? They always kind of pre-planned their stuff by the looks of it. And obviously, Panic has been on the pod. Go check out the Panic episode. It's a wicked one. But there was a run, Panic and Asset. I know Asset. I met him several times. You know what I mean? I considered him a friend. I went to his raves and stuff like that. He was like a motivator. He made shit happen. You know what I mean? He was never the type to sit and wait for someone else to do something. He was like, I'm doing it. Let's go. Come with me. And it looked like him and Panic were a real great team together, man. They did some awesome shit together. Like this one. This is a classic one they did. You know, big roller kind of, you know, and paint like top to bottoms on this rooftop with the ATG in the middle. This is from 2014. RIP Asset. He was gone way too soon, man. But yeah, you see, he was like a motivator. He was like a make shit happen type of guy, you know, and Panic as well as no slouch. So them two, they put in a lot of work and did their thing, man, for
That
a
was a
good
good era
while.
of graph.
It was a great era, man. Really cool. Big them up. Robbo and Drax already got mentioned, but it's worth mentioning again. R.I.P. Robbo. Salute to Drax. That they did that Merry Christmas train, man. The whole train, window down, you know, where they bigged up everyone. We've spoken about that on the pod a couple times. You know, that's just a legendary mission done by two people. Legends in the game,
Who
man.
does Robbo put up at the on the left?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Must have put up bare people.
Tox,
Oh.
Cut, Cozza. Wait a minute.
I'm assuming this was done by Robbo. Yeah, before he passed. I mean, it's hot. Oh, 2010. Is that yeah. I think that's before, because there's been a lot of tributes to him, so you know what I mean, it could not be. But yeah, Fuel, fuck man, it's too pixelated. Pick
That Robbo
Chocky.
reach, the Robbo tag is quite good up there, top
Yeah,
left.
it looks
That
like him,
looks like a
innit?
Robbo.
And these bees, the way he used to do them, like, you know, he's done a few like this, unless someone's just trying to emulate his style. But yeah, I think that's him, man. Yeah, big up. What else? Taken Koza already mentioned. And I know this one you like in particular. You've mentioned this particular pieces with the Zonk here on the left.
Big
Yeah,
time.
man. I mean, again, they put in so much fucking work, man. Another good reason to be out in a duo, like rather than as opposed to being on your own, is if you run into people and you need to suddenly have a scuffle over something, you're not on your J's. You know what I mean? You got a partner in crime with you. You know what I mean? I don't know why I thought of that
Got
when I
my
saw
code
Kate,
D.
when I saw Taken Koza. But I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's useful, you know. This was a suggestion. I didn't really know of these guys, man. They're roller guys, yeah. Gain and Texas from New York. Oh no, they're from Philly. But this is happens to be in New York, I think, this photo. But they do roller stuff together. We got, you know, here we did our episode with Man and Arctic. They're another duo, roller duo.
Yeah, I like the way they go over the wall because it makes it look
Looks like it's sticking out the top, isn't it?
fake. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, how's it going over the
Superimposed.
top? But it's not. Yeah, exactly. It's just the extra
And then
block.
even on the little one there, he's gone over the top on the little chimney.
Yeah, exactly here, yes. And look, they've done it like rather than do, because it's as you saw when I tried to do roller stuff, it's easier to do it in blocks, you know, in squares to make it even. But these lot are doing proper kind of like hand style styles, but with a roller and with a shadow on it as well. It's pretty technical, man. It's hard to pull off. And I reckon a lot of this was done from the top, looking down. Unless they had super extra long, I mean, maybe they did, but Texas and Gain. Ah, here's some more traditional stuff from them. More spray paint, Texas and Gain down here. Up on those weird kind of things.
Texas and Gain from where?
I think they're from Philly. Here's another one. Gain and Texas. I think this is definitely in New York, but they're from Philly. Yeah. Ah, look, there's that wombat. I think it's a lady. I think it's a transgender graffiti writer. I heard that Wombat writer is a transgender, but again, I don't know these people, so don't quote me on that. Ah, and here we go, man. Theamb, yeah. With the zombie character next to the T. I always like this one. I mean, the letters aren't great, you know what I mean? But I remember that being a fun day.
Yeah.
A while ago, this is before the pod, with the zombie character. He was just happened to be there. So we were like, go on, man. Shove one in there, bruv. And he just like, did it. And we were like, yeah.
Yeah, boy. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is nice.
Another couple of names that got brought up a lot. I don't know, Theme, if you've heard of these two. I definitely had heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary dudes. Utah and Ether. Again, train bombers, just all-out destruction type guys, man. But they got mad styles as well, man. And again, they've entered the art world now and shit. This is a cool one on the corner. In some fucked
this
up.
This looks like an art house. Shot, like a decrepit building painting.
Yeah.
Like the sofa looks like it's painted in. So does the fire extinguisher.
A little bit, yeah. It's well lit, at least. Maybe they had lighting rig or something, but maybe not. Maybe it's just a flash. I mean, it's hard to tell nowadays.
Utah and Ether.
Oh, don't tell me that's it. I thought I had some trains from Utah and Ether because, yeah, they've done a bunch and they've traveled all over Europe. They're from America, but they've come to Europe and destroyed Europe as well, man. It's insane, man. Yo, that's all the flicks I got, brother, man. Let's listen to a tune and then get into
I want
some...
to talk about me going to Chelsea because fucking went to Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I said, if this kid scores, Steve-O, then I'm going to get a shirt. He didn't score, but the last couple of games I've been to, he's been ridiculous.
Mm.
So I thought, fuck it. I'm going to die anyway. Let me go to the place. Let me go to the shop.
Okay.
And go to the shop. 125 quid.
Fuck off. For a shirt.
£125 for a shirt with a name on the back.
Oh, with your name. You can put the name on.
Yeah, okay. The player's name and his number.
Oh, not your name. You can't decide what. Like.
Yeah. You can do all of that shit.
Oh, you can. It costs
but extra. I don't do that shit.
Yeah, okay.
Unless it's a football shirt for me to play in, you know what I mean? Then if it's a football shirt for me to support in, then there's different categories here, Maddie.
Fair enough.
And the other shirt, yeah, I said, yo, why is this one £125?
Mm.
And he goes, it's because it's the one the players wear. And I'm like, I find that hard to believe, bruv. The one the players wear. Do you know what I mean? Are there any cheaper ones? He's like, yeah, there's some for 85s. And then you pay a score and you can get the name and the number on the back. I was like, well, why don't I just do that? It's 105 quid.
Okay. Yeah.
Saving of 20 quid.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you should do that. £105. I said,
but
sweet.
Still,
okay.
105.
Go into the queue. Find a shirt in this other place. The cheaper shirts, the shit shirts, the shirts that the fans, the cunts wear. That's what they're saying to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, fucking get in this queue. Go and ask this geezer, am I going to get enough time here? Da, 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 da. He's like, let me find out for you. Comes back. Doesn't even come back. I've got to go and find him. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, bruv. I walked up. You know, I was like, yeah, I know. Is it? Can I go to those girls over there and get this done or not? He's like, yeah, you can get it done.
Hmm.
So there's three rude girls and a massive queue, yeah? But I'm talking massive queue. Fuck. And the rudeness of the girls is like 20 out of 10.
And this is in the Chelsea football stadium, yeah?
Hood rat chicks.
Yeah. yeah.
And I'm going, there's no way they're going to have this. There's no way they're going to have this. And when I was in the queue, there was someone ahead of me. And he was there, and I could have just walked in just there with him. When I went back for having got the shirt and stuff like that, he's like nearly at the front. I'm like, you cunt.
Shit.
Cunt.
Mm.
Sure enough, yeah, a little fight breaks out in the front between the girls. Yeah, but I know. And they're like doing the worst job of keeping it down in the world. We're all looking at them like this, yeah?
Yeah. And they're fighting with each other.
Verbally.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. Lo and behold, 5:27, one of them goes, the match was at 3 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? One of them goes, I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh,
I'm not
shit.
doing this no more. Look how many people are in this queue. If she doesn't say to them, allow it, fam, it's fucking 6 o'clock, whatever it was, 6 o'clock, 6:50, 5:57 on the next customer, I ain't getting paid because I'm gonna fuck shit up, fuck shit up, fuck shit. And I'm like
Oh,
going,
shit.
oh my
Oh,
God. Then
please
the manager, who's another rude girl, comes over
don't. Yeah.
and goes, oh, Shanice, like, what are you saying, though, blood? You get me, though, blood. And they're like, fucking hell, this is not working out.
God.
And there's a third one there. And she like just looks at both of them and goes, right, sorry, yeah. Blatantly, yeah, this is all dead. I'm going, I'm in the Chelsea football ground listening to
I
this.
just spent £100 on a fucking shirt.
And the whole time I've been thinking, yeah,
Yeah.
what's a score? Like, what is a score? It
Yeah.
gets me out of this queue. I can go and buy the better shirt. I can get the whole name and everything done. It's all on the back of the fucking shirt with the badges and shit. For a score, if I could walk out of this. Lo and behold, she goes, right, that's it. That's it. There's no more. None of you getting seen. All of you lot have to come back tomorrow to collect your shirt. So they're saying, we're going to take it in, your name, your number, what you want, and then make it tomorrow. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my
Throw the
God.
shitty shirt on the floor, yeah,
Is it?
and
Yeah.
walked out. Like, walked out. I was the first one to walk out. And just thought, fucking cunts,
It's a piss take,
cunts.
man.
Got home. Didn't even want the shirt. Didn't even
Yeah.
want it. Didn't even want it. Didn't even want it. It's a fucking shit club, shit load of money,
Was gonna
shit
say, I
fucking
didn't know you
everything.
were a Chelsea supporter, man.
But I like this player. I like players.
Okay, yeah.
I like this 18-year-old player, Stavao, from Brazil. From Brazil. He's 18. He's come over. He's bossing
I would
it.
have spent
Oh.
200 for a shirt if it's Brazil.
Because if it's
I'm just
Brazil, yeah.
kidding.
Well, I could get the Brazil shirt with his name on the back because I think he's already been selected. But fuck me,
You know me, you
cunts.
know I'm not into sports and stuff like that, but the way they rinse the fans out, yeah? Like, you know, I know tickets to go see a football match now have skyrocketed, let alone buying the merch or anything like that. And it's
I'll
supposed to
tell you how
be
much my godfather is paying for Chelsea, yeah?
Oh,
Because I won't
mate.
say his name, I'll just call him the godfather, yeah?
Yeah.
Six bags of sand for each ticket.
Jesus.
Championship. Bar, a championship restaurant entry. So
Oh,
you're like,
wow.
that's an extra two bags, £1,500 to £2,000 just to get a munch.
Fuck sake,
Just to
yeah.
get a munch. And you still got to pay for the drinks. The
Yeah,
only
imagine
difference
the
is
drink.
people call you sir. That's
Yeah.
it. The turkey's
You don't even
butters,
get
the
a
thing was
box.
butters, everything was butters.
Oh, you were you sitting in the box then? Like high up,
No.
but like, oh no, not even. Fuck.
Sitting next to fucking plebs. That's
Jesus.
the thing about Chelsea, man. They're fucking knees, and if you don't really like people, I'm like, yeah, get away from me, you cunts.
I
People
mean,
can hit you in the back of the head. You're like this. You're like, fucking hell, mate. It's fucking rank.
bruv, I stay well clear of Hammersmith, Chiswick, that whole area. If there's a Chelsea match on, I'm not going anywhere near there. I'm sorry, the Chelsea fans. I mean, big up all the Chelsea fans who might be listening, but there's some dickheads out there, man. I just don't like them, man. They got a reputation, though, innit?
They got a bit of a shitty
But yeah,
reputation.
like how these people, they're not only are they making gazillion fucking pounds already, yeah? Like sponsorship deals and fucking whatever, whatever, whatever. And they're rinsing out the people. It's supposed to be a working man's fucking sport. You
Yeah,
know
but
what I mean?
Chelsea's not. Chelsea is literally Chelsea, like mustard corduroy trousers and red
Yeah.
socks, and
It's the
then
same with
like
Arsenal, though. I know people who go to Arsenal.
super. Street lads,
Yeah.
and like fucking hell, brother. And then people like going like this, like, oh no, you
Oh
can't
dear.
talk like that, you know. So
You're
dumb.
a fucking wanker and all that shit,
You
man.
got both sides of Chelsea, innit? Fulham, when back in the day when Fulham was Fulham, and Chelsea when you know it's always been a bit like,
Of
Chelsea.
course, yeah. I mean, that's London in a nutshell, is like, you know, that dynamic, you know, that's one of the beauties of
Yeah, in a
London. But
nutshell, yeah.
I know people who go Arsenal all the time, and it's the same story there as well. Whether it's prices of shirts and fucking seats and season tickets and all that stuff, it's just it's crazy what they do, man.
It's
It's all
crazy.
it's fucked.
It's
I
crazy.
like the smaller teams, like people love Brentford, for example. That sounds cool to me. You know what I mean? It's not too expensive to get
Brentford are in the
in.
Premier League now. They've been in there for years. I
Oh
went to go and
shit!
see Brentford a couple of weeks ago with Skip
Oh yeah.
and Ben Ash,
How
two-inch
much was
punt.
it? How much was the ticket?
He won them on a raffle.
All right.
That's why we were there. Brentford, Liverpool. And Brentford
Oh
beat
wow.
Liverpool. And I was like, Mo Salah, Salah. He
Yeah.
fucking shite. And
How much would a ticket be to Brentford then? Because I always thought they were a small team. I didn't know they were in the Premier League and all that shit, but I've
yeah,
no
Premier
idea,
League now,
people.
bro. So probably like 800 quid you could get one for a season
Probably.
ticket.
Fuck's sakes.
Season ticket.
All right, bun all your football bullshit, yeah. I'm not down with that, yeah. Let's play another hip hop duos before we get into some graph critique. Or I'll play you those AI tunes, man. Actually, you know what? Fuck playing another tune. I'm gonna play this AI tune, yeah. Only bits of it, yeah. So I think I put the prompt in. Almshouse to Your Mum's House is a weekly podcast. Comes out Wednesday, 8 p.m. If you paint a yellow BR, then we don't condone that. We love doing tags on the Central Line and the Bakerloo Line with shoe leather dye. Like I wrote a long paragraph. What else did I write in the prompt? Yeah, that's it. I should have put Theme and Amber are the hosts, but I didn't. Oh yeah, and I put the style as Afrobeat. Yeah, funky Afrobeats.
Paint drips down where the city cries. Marcus scream through the underground skies. Central line echoes the rebels' creed. Bakerloo hums, feeding the need on arms house. To your mom's house we ride. Fat tights blazing where shadows collide. Thick skin or none, we're harsh, not shy. Your art's on trial, let it fly or die. Yellow beers, no, we don't condone. But shoe dye flows where the legends are grown. Critique's a blade, it cuts real deep. Wednesday 8 p.m. where the restless meet. London life in a spray can's hiss. Every stroke's a risk, every line's a kiss. From tunnels to rooftops, the city's our page. We're harsh but fair, graffiti stage. Our mom's house, to your mom's house we ride. Fat tag blazing where shadows collide. Thick skin or none, we're harsh not shy. Your art's on trial, let it fly or die.
Oh yeah, we critique people's graph also in the prompt. That's why he goes, "We're harsh, not don't cry because we're harsh or whatever." That hook is all right, man. You know what I mean? And then okay, this one I can't remember. Maybe a different style. Ah, I put like soulful
This is my shit.
R&B soulful. Like that was the prompt, but the same paragraph.
The
So
Afrobeats thing was not fucking Afrobeats, was it? It was
it
more.
wasn't. It was more hip hoppy.
Da, 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 da.
Still cheesy as fuck though. Like the sounds of it
Or the
are cheesy.
Caribbean, like. Did
Yeah.
you think?
Yeah, you're right.
Afrobeats.
You're right. Maybe I put Afrobeat, funky, and hip hop, I think, if I remember correctly. Sorry, man. But I think I put hip hop in there. That's why it went a little bit less on the Afrobeats, man. All right, but this one was the same prompt. So the same thing. But I put like
R&B.
soulful R&B.
They ride the central like a canvas train. Shoot out dripping in the Bakerloo rain. Fat tags,
Rewind.
valorize, no yellow beers. They ride the central like a canvas train. Shoot out dripping in the Bakerloo rain. Fat tags, fat lines, no yellow beers. From the tunnels to the sky, we chase the stars. Every Wednesday we drop the heat. London streets where the real ones meet. Yeah. Mom's house to your mom's house now. Graffiti kings make the city proud. Thick skin to break, don't come
I gotta do the
around.
butterfly to this, the
Come around, come around.
butterfly.
mom's house to your mom's house now. Graffiti kings make the city proud.
It's like, you know them R&B videos, in the rain.
Take your work till the paint peels back. Chrome and black, all your styles off track.
I didn't put chrome and black.
In the smoke,
all your styles are whack. Beach and spray.
London calling every Wednesday. Mom's house to your mom's house now. Graffiti kings make the city proud. Thick skin will break, don't come around. Around.
Listening to mom's house.
I'll send them to you. You can play them to Miss Latina. Hold on, there's one last one. What was the prompt? I put this as 70s soul. Yeah, so more like that ludicrous.
Yeah.
House to your mom's house.
Markers drip like veins on fire. Central line buzzes under wire. Shoe dye spills, fat tag scream. London's veins, a rebel dream. Mom's house to your mom's house. Yeah, we're critiquing every flare. Yellow B.I.s, we don't condone them, but stainers feel like home. Brick walls whisper stories loud. In this city, tags wear a crown. Spray cans hum, a midnight hymn. Under the moon, we paint on whim.
That's false, man.
Your armor.
I know.
Don't you cry, we're hard. But truth won't lie.
Oh yeah, when I prompted this one and the style, I said soulful R&B painful. I wrote painful because I wanted the voice to be like, ah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mom's house to your mom's house. Mm. Yeah, we're critiquing every flare. Yellow BR. Stainers feel like home. Mom's house to your mom's house. Yeah, we're critiquing every flare. Yellow BRs, we don't condone them, but stainers feel like home. Bakaloo rumbles, echoes raw. Critiques sharp like tiger's claw. Graffiti's low.
I don't want to like it.
From the rooftops to train cars, y'all.
Imagine when you can get an AI missus.
Yeah, just
you can
sing
bang
to me.
Her, kiss sing her, do whatever you want, watch movies with her, get her to sing. Like, just go sing like Erykah Badu, give me my private concert.
In it, man, it's not. You know what?
To also cook like Nigella Lawson. Get your baps out. It's gonna be amazing,
bruv. You know what I heard is coming soon. You're gonna be able, like, there'll be a streaming platform like Netflix or something. But what you do, rather than like look for a movie to watch, you just type in a prompt. You go, I want to watch a movie about a drug deal gone bad, starring Samuel L. Jackson, Leonardo DiCaprio, and me. Yeah, and it will have you in the fucking movie with, like, you know, just and you'll watch a fucking hour and a half movie about a drug deal with you and Samuel. Like, it's nuts. What's capable now? What's coming? It's
oh
so
my
fucking
God,
crazy.
That is fucking brilliant.
Ah, man, it is.
For people like me who love themselves,
yeah,
just to sit in front of the TV and watch yourself with Robert De Niro.
Oh my days, man! It's
oh
nuts.
My God, man.
All right. Brother, but we're going to do a bit of graph critique, but quickly, the graph letter game, okay? We start with the letter A. We're back to the beginning, the letter A. Go on, this one's an easy one for you, brother.
Rate.
Here we go. It's rate. Here's another old school one. You know what I mean? Big them up. There we go. All right.
Look at that character. Aki.
Aki, yeah, man. You mentioned
is
him
that under
earlier.
the way?
That's under, that's near Paddington Station, I think, is down there on the left. You know that bit? This looks a lot, a while ago though, man. Maybe 90 something.
Sure.
Big him up. Aha, this one theme.
Aztec.
Aztec, good one, man. Yeah, this is an old one from Aztec as well, man. Classic legend, man. We should get him on the pod, man. Aztec would
That's
be a
what
sick
we
one.
should do, man. Stop saying
Aztec
Matt.
would be a sick
Keeping
one.
it in 96.
Ooh, what about this
Beach.
one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Big him up. That's on the, you know, the little Funky Five wall, man. Here's another one next
Post.
to Boast. Yeah. Theme is quick on the mark, boy.
Asia.
Well, it's Ashir. Yeah, it's Asia. But when he did the Ashir, this is down in the White City Circles, I think. Him and Praise.
Did he do that illegally at the circles?
That's in the circles, yeah, man. He always loved doing his weird long connections and shit.
But I used to stare at his tags. My friend Sammy had a book with a load of Asia bits in it.
Oh,
It was
mate.
one of the best 2 pages of my life.
Bruv, I got memories sitting around Zelo's house with Asia just sketching, and we'd sit and sketch. And you see how we do graph critiques? He used to do that to us, yeah? Like, and just harsh. Like, the dude did not pull any punches. He just gun you to your face. But we'd all just took it and go, yeah, okay, Asia, you know what I mean? You'd have done.
You can't say shit.
Yeah, especially back then. And look at the VFL on the traffic light there. Salute, Asia, man. Come back, man.
Come
He's
back.
wherever the fuck he is. Oh, this one. We chatted about this piece on the Slam episode. He said it was one of his inspirations. Slightly before our time. It's from a documentary. The piece says bad, yeah? But who do you remember who it's by?
Yes.
Laylo legend, West London. West London Laylo legend. He's a B-boy. Scam. Big up Scam.
Go.
Look at this beautiful A here. Look, it's so crisply painted. Look at all the details, man. It's so beautiful, man.
Amber.
It is me, but it's from that Haze piece that I did a while ago. I just wanted to show it off again.
It's nice.
Everyone marvel at the beauty. All right, next up. Okay, this guy got mentioned. As you can see, it's like a down rock piece. So he was probably dangling from a rope when he did it.
Hero or something.
Eero, correct. Yes. Shout out Eero SMT. Oh yeah, SMT been on it, man. I got a little video to show you. I'll play that at the end though. Aha. This is Nas's favorite writer. He bigged him up on his tune.
Can too.
Yeah, can too. Big him up with the Mickey Mouse
Was gonna say,
character.
where's the A in that?
Yes, yeah, there. Look there.
But
Boom.
now you've zoomed out.
Right.
Yeah, I can see it.
The
But when
spark.
it was like zoomed in, I couldn't see shit.
Yeah, I know it's tricky to see.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
But the colors on that, man, the outline, the background, I just love that. I think it's dope. Really cool.
Certified.
Okay, this one.
Fast.
Fast. Yes. But I did the lowercase A. Usually he does the capital A. But yeah, very distinctive style, man. Fast. And that's it. That's the last one for the graph letter game.
I done all right in that.
You smashed it. You got all of them, I
I
think,
done
except
all
for
right. The
one.
boy done well. The boy started at the front, went right through.
Yeah, boy. All right, let's do a couple of graph critiques and call it a night there, brother man. I'll just pick one at random from here. Let's go with that one. Oh no, we did this guy last week. He'd sent another one. He wrote Morph. But look at this one. Theme, just a couple seconds on this one. We don't have to go too deep.
What is Morph doing, bro?
Yeah.
Imagine if Asia was here now.
Look at the
He'd be like, stop
heart.
pulling out these boogers out your nose, bruv. You're getting like these light green bogeys. Like, it's quite tall because you can see the door frame to the left
Oh,
of it.
yes, it's literally overhead height. Yeah, okay, I didn't notice that before.
And why is he doing that? Like, why is he doing it skinny like that?
When we
I
dissed
don't.
him, we didn't diss him. I mean, I said that I could tell the dude knows how to paint, it's just he thinks this style looks good, you know what I mean? Like, you can tell he's
So
competent
he's doing it.
And he said, yeah, he goes, this is my shit style, he called it. And that's why the last one we saw had flies flying. Remember there was two, three flies? He goes, that's because it's my shit style. And I'm like, all right, okay. I don't think that's something to be proud of, man. But that R
is very shit.
It's disturbing.
Very,
me.
Very shit.
It's disturbing me. Yeah.
Disturbingly shit.
I like people playing around with letters and doing stuff that I haven't seen before, but this one, I just don't like it. I get how it links up with the P and that, but the way this thing sticks out there, it's like, it reminds me of that guy. Who was that guy on the internet? Lettuce Fingers or something.
Edward Scissorhands.
Not Edward Scissorhands. No, there was this thing. It was like a horror thing on the internet. Lettuce Fingers or something. Some creepy character. People will know in the comments, I'm sure. Anyway, fuck this guy, Morph. Sort it out, bruv. All right, let me put that in the done folder. All right, let's see what else we got. There was one, though, I saw not too long ago. I think we've done those ones. Fuck, where is it? Let's get this one done. This is Skewer. S-Q-W-R. Obviously, the guy knows how to paint.
He's sent in stuff before, no?
He has, yes. And he does characters now as well. He's like crazy in-depth characters. He did one of Prodigy. Do you see that one? The big one he did of Prodigy, Ill.
I keep on trying to make it a big photo on my screen.
Yeah. Well, no, that's as big as it gets, bro. But, okay, theme. Obviously, it's well-painted. The guy knows what he's doing, but... What do you like about the piece? What don't you like about the piece, man? If you had to.
If I had to break a little something down, I would say the W doesn't look like a W because it's got the darker red on the wrong...
It's like he's done the 3D.
Is that a bar of the
W? It's weird. Like he's got the 3D as like a dark color with a reddish kind of color, like doing the fading. Yeah. In the 3D, you can see here. But then he's filled in parts of the letter, like here, or like little doodahs, or here, like I guess part of the W in that same fading color as the 3D. So it's a bit confusing. Yeah. I think
that's how you do your 3D. You got to get the different shades on all the right kind of fucking angles and shit and keep them the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the Q.
Q does the job. I think it does all right.
Yeah.
I think it suits the other letters, suits the R, suits the S. I like the little flary isms coming off, giving it nice dynamic movement.
The S is nice.
The S is cool. I like the highlights with the lighter shade of pink running through it. And then he's kind of changed it up when it's light fill, and he's got the dark kind of like embossed kind of thing. Really cool. He's gone in on it, man. I like it. Big up,
yeah.
Skewer. One last one. All right, what's this piece of shit here? I can't even see what it says, man.
E-K.
E, or is that a D? Well, no, a Z. Z, K. Okay, the K is a K. This, I have no fucking idea what the fuck that could be.
And a Y?
That last one. A T, I'm kind of seeing.
Yeah, T.
But.
Y. You're seeing a Z?
Yeah, look, because look, you can see it's coming down here and then comes back up here and around like that. So I see a Z. It could be a D even. It's fucking hell, this fucking guy. Don't send him pics like this, man.
Yeah. We're getting too old for shit like this.
Yeah, this is just. Like, the guy, like, even he kind of knows what he's doing. He's got 3D in there. He's got a one-time round it. He's got yellow and red around it. Like, everything should work. It's just whack. The letters are shit. You know, like, okay, the green fading into blue as well, I'm not too keen on it, but all right, cool. I've seen people make it work, but he's got stars and bubbles. Like, this is offensive to my face.
Yeah, man. That's offensive to my eyes.
Whoever sent that, man, fucking...
That's how we're ending this episode of Arms House.
Yeah.
So... We are offended with your graph.
Please, one last bit. I just want to before we go out on a tune, I want to big up SMT, man. They've been putting in work for several years now. They're doing the rappel graph, they're doing the trains, they're doing the bombing, they've got all corners kind of like
shop shutters, like SMT pieces shutters, and dubs,
broies, tags, pieces. Salute to the SMT lot. I want to big you all up, man. And they've just released this video, and also they got a message behind their work, which I like to see sometimes. They're not overtly political, but they're pointing out obvious shit and going, yo, this is fucked up. Like, for example, this the developers are stealing my town, basically. Yeah, because like and they did this big, this is all illegal, what you're gonna see now. It's done under a tunnel. Half of it is mulch, half of it is paint, and it's like a crew thing that they put together. I wanted to just play it because I really enjoyed it. Still making trouble.
I did see.
We're doing the rounds online, man. Go, man. Yeah, stealing my town, SMT. That, you know, just a little chat about, you know, the message behind it, like, you know, it's, everything's being bought up by corporate entities, and, you know, everything's getting knocked down and replaced by new builds and fucking shopping centers and all this stuff, and completely ruining towns, some, you know, in some places. So I like graffiti with a little bit of a message, but it's also fun, you know what I mean? I like those characters, really. It, well done,
and lads. It was impressive because it was illegal.
Yeah.
And it goes to show how potent a high vis can be.
Exactly. And also, bun AI art, man. You could have made that video in AI, but you can actually go and see this wall, watch it in real life. You know what I mean? You can go to the spot. This is real shit. This is exciting stuff. That's why AI can suck my dick, even though those tunes sounded all right. But fuck AI.
This is real shit.
All right, listen, I was trying to think of hip-hop duos. I was thinking, you know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I was thinking of fucking Daz FX and a bunch of other people. Obviously, we played EPMD. Who's your favorite hip-hop duos, man? Let us know in the chat, in the comments below. But I ended up landing on, you know, my Steez.
P and Rockness Monster.
Yes, the Helter Skelter. Helter Skelter Sean P. Duo. Mm. Those are incredible duo. You're right. Oh, there's so many ill ones, man. But I ended up with Gangstar, Guru, and DJ Premier. This is You Know My Steez. I just want this on the playlist because I rated this tune when it came out. Such an ill tune. R.I.P. Yeah. Guru.
Big tune.
Themos, salute. Episode
salute, my brother.
Next week, we'll see you same time, same place. Peace.
Peace.
From your own mind, you know? I guess
now we start the show.
Who's this suspicious character strapped
with the sound profound?
Similar to rounds spit by Derringers. You're in the terror dome like my man Chuck D said. It's time to dethrone
these people, peace.
And all you knuckleheads. Cause MCs have used up extended warranties. While real MCs and DJs are on my
own. Weird one.
But right about now, I use my authority. Cause I'm like the wizard and you look lost like Dorothy. The horror be when I return for my real people. Words are split wigs hitting like some double desert eagles. Sporting caps pulled low and baggy slacks. Subtracting all the rappers who lack over Premier's tracks. Severe facts have brought this rap game to near collapse. So as I have in the past, I will
pass.
Dropping lyrics that be harder than sex and candle wax. And one dimensional MCs can't handle that. While the world's revolving on its axis, I come with mad loving plus the illest warlike tactics. The wilderness is filled with this. So many people searching for false bliss. I'm here with the skills you've missed. The rejected stone is now the cornerstone. Sort of like the master builder when
I make my way home.
You know my steeds.
You know my steeds. Let them know. Do your thing, y'all.
The beat is sinister, primo makes you relax. I'm like the minister, when I be lacing the wax, I be bringing salvation through the way that I rap. And you know, and I know, I'm nice like that. Work through worldly problems, I got the healing power. When the mic's within my reach, I'm feeling more power. Stealing at least 3 minutes of every rap radio hour. It's often easier for one to give advice than it is for a person to run one's own life. That's why I can't be caught up in all the hype. I keep my soul tight and let these lines take flight. The apparatus gets blessed and suckers get put to rest. No more of the unpure, I got the cure for this mess. The whackness is spreading like the plague. MC's lucked up and got paid but still can't make the f***ing grade. How many times a wannabe is gonna lie? Yo, they must wanna fry. They can't touch the knowledge I personify. I travel through the darkness carrying my torch. The illest soldier when I'm holding down the fort. You know my steeds.
Let them know. Do your thing, y'all.
Keep it live. You know my steeds.
Let them know.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?